We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ron, let's go right back out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline where we find our friend Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. You can read his stuff at postgazette.com. Ray, we'll start with the question we just spent the last couple segments on. Chris Hoke, Jimbo Covert, both on the station yesterday, advocating the idea of losing a game before the playoffs. Ron and I vehemently disagree that there wouldn't be that much to gain simply by losing a game. Where do you stand?
Yeah, guys, it's interesting. I mean, I can definitely see where Jimbo's coming from, having been in that situation, and, you know, Chris to a certain extent, too, although they lost so early in the season. I think it's different this year. If you lose, let's say they lose to the Ravens on Thanksgiving night, then there's all that pressure of you having to compete for that one seed. I mean, now it's kind of nice. You got that one game cushion on the Chiefs. Kind of don't have to worry about it. But if you lose, then you got to worry about the Chiefs. And I don't know. I just don't want to play on that first playoff weekend. I don't know who the number seven seed is. Just right now, it's the Dolphins or the Raiders. Whoever it is, it's going to be a tough game. I just think you want to have the easiest path to the Super Bowl, and that's why I think you want to win as long as you can.
Well, Ray, our argument, at least, you know, mine, and I think Joe would agree, I mean, the Steelers, if they go into playoffs 16-0 or 15-1 or 14-2, there's still going to be enormous pressure on them because they haven't won a playoff game in a long time. You know, they were 13-3 and lose to Jacksonville at home. I just don't know how much pressure is actually eased by losing a game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I remember that 2017 season. You know, they had an excellent year and heavy favorites going into that Jacksonville game. And listen, guys, that was a really good Jacksonville team. They probably should have won the next week in the AFC Championship game against the Patriots. A couple of things went against them in that game. But yeah, there's going to be pressure no matter what. I'm with you. And whether you keep winning or whether you lose, the playoffs are what matter. And I think Mike Tomlin, above anyone, I think Mike Tomlin certainly knows that.
Ray Fittipaldo, Post-Gazette. Here's another very intriguing question, Ray, that I was going to bring up with Ron and our listeners in the next segment, because I'm curious about this. If you're Mike Tomlin going into this game against the Jags, do you play it differently than you normally would if you didn't have a game against the Ravens 4 days later? In other words, do you increase the rotation on your defensive line? Do you get Cam Hayward? You try to get him fewer snaps. Maybe some of your other guys. Do you know what I'm saying here? Do you try to sort of preserve guys in a way for the Ravens game? Because you look at the Ravens, Steelers lose this game, Ravens win, and then they come here and win, and then all of a sudden it's a one-game situation again. So that Ravens game could still be very big, plus there's the idea of protecting guys from injury coming back so soon. So I'm thinking of a guy like Cam Hayward. I'm not so sure I wouldn't want to increase my rotation on the defensive line. What do you think?
Well, that's the nice thing about getting Tyson Alulu back last week and, you know, having that good depth, you know, you can count on now. You know, I don't know if you want to play Isaiah Bugs 30 or 40 snaps a game, but now at least you know you can play him 10 or 15, and it's not going to hurt you. And, you know, the nice thing about having Tyson back, yeah, he's your nose in the 3-4 base, but he could also bump out and play end, and he could take some snaps away from Tua and Hayward if they wanted to rest those guys. You do everything you can to win this Jacksonville game. It's an important game, but you also have to look ahead and realize you have to play on Thanksgiving night.
Yeah, Joe. Yeah, but I mean, we're talking about getting home field and finishing first. I mean, a Jacksonville loss is going to hurt them badly. So I don't know that you do approach it any differently, Ray. I mean, obviously, if you get a chance to rest people, you know, maybe you try to do that. But I don't know going in that you go, okay, well, maybe we can ease up a little bit here because you're still trying to get that home field. And if you lose this game, which would be a horrible loss, I don't think anybody would say otherwise, you know, that is a very punishing loss for you, Raymond.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it, Ron, the only place we're really talking about a rotation is the D-line. I mean, you're not really rotating linebackers or secondary. You kind of got your packages there, and you play them when it's the situation that, you know, you need to play them. It's the same for offense. You're not rotating guys on offense. So I do think you can get away with substituting a little bit on the D-line. You look at the snaps that Hayward and Tua have played, guys. You want those guys fresh for the playoffs. And I'm not saying that you drastically cut their playing time in this Jaguars game. But if you can play Alulu a little bit here and there, play Bugs a little bit here and there, I don't think they're going to get Wormley back. But if you could substitute a little bit, give those guys a little bit of a blow, you know, I think it's going to be beneficial for you, not only in that Thanksgiving night game against the Ravens, but for the remainder of the season, too.
Ray, how do you think the running back situation plays out this week? Are we going to see more of Anthony McFarlane?
Well, I mean, listen, I guess I'll take Mike at his word. You know, James is still going to be their featured runner. I don't think he would have come out and said that if he had other plans. But I think the time is ticking, guys. I mean, James Conner has to start producing. I mean, you look at the – you know, Jerry Dulac pointed this out in a story earlier in the week. First time since the merger in 1970 that the Steelers haven't rushed for 50 yards in three consecutive games. I mean, it's a really dire situation right now. I understand Mike – standing behind his guy. James has been his guy for a few seasons now, but if it doesn't happen in this game, I think you got to look to do something. I mean, they're not going to want to go into the stretch run, or certainly not into the playoffs, with a broken running game. So I don't want to say this is James's last chance, you know, to get it right, but I think time's ticking, and I think, as you mentioned, there are some options there. McFarlane, Benny Snell, they have some options where they can make a move if they want to.
Joe, I'm going to let you step in and challenge Ray there because I don't know that you look at it as a dire situation. You want to challenge him on that?
Thank you for the invitation, Ron, and I'll take you up on that. Dire? No, I don't think it's a dire situation at all, Ray. I think this is a new offense. Would it be nice to run? Of course it would. Should they work on it? Yes. Do they need it? Are they absolutely going to need a running game to win? I don't think necessarily, because I think that this offense can work very nicely as a de facto run game. It's Ben's offense. They throw it. I think you wrote it 70% of the time.
Yeah.
And other teams have won. Other teams have won without much of a running game.
Well, Joe and Ron, I know you guys know this. I wrote about it. The early in the 2002 season, this was more of a product of a weakness in the Steelers' defense, but the Patriots and the Ravens both basically said, we're not going to run, we're going to throw until you guys can stop it. And now we're in a totally different situation. Now it's the Steelers' offense seeing that other teams can't defend their pass, and now they're in a situation where they know that they can do that, they know they can have success throwing the ball, but they want to run it. And I don't think they're going to force it, guys. I don't think Mike Tomlin was putting on a show on Tuesday when he spoke about that. Excuse me. I think there are certain situations where they're going to have to run the ball. And it's not going to be like James Conner having a 150-yard game. It's going to be about James Conner needing to get a third and one or a fourth and one late in the game to close out a game. And they're playing with fire. I mean, I just want to push back a little bit on this, Joe. They played with fire. They had to hang on and win. They played with fire the Cowboys game. They couldn't get a fourth and one. They had to hang on to win. At some point, they're going to have a competent running game, or at the very least a competent short yardage running game to get them out of stadiums. And they're a little bit short in that area, and I think that's why Mike and why Randy Fichtner are trying to work on it, because they don't want it to come back and bite them.
Ron, Ray, can I push back one more time?
Go ahead, Joe.
I would say in the Dallas game, for example, Ray, on their second last possession, they threw on second down, which shocked people. Then on third down, they run into a brick wall. So throw it again. Then on their last possession, they're down there, and as you mentioned, they run Connor, and he gets, hammered. Why not throw there? Now let me present another game. Houston at home. They're trying to preserve the game late. Third and two. They run Connor into a brick wall leading by a touchdown at the Houston 36. He gets stopped for 1 yard. What do they do on fourth and one at the Houston 35? These situations where everybody says you, quote, need to run the ball, they have been throw it to James Washington for 7 yards and a first down. So I don't see why you can't close a game throwing.
Well, you can, but I would just bring up that, Ben has been excellent with his touchdown-interception ratio this year. But any time that you put the ball in the air in those types of situations, Joe, there could be a tip pass at the line of scrimmage that we've seen a lot of this year with Ben, because teams have been wise to pick up on how quick he's getting rid of it. You could have a tip ball in the secondary where he's trying to throw into a tight window, and it just happens to be tipped, and then boom, it's a turnover. So, I get it. It's your bread and butter. It's what you do best. But I will still push back on you that there are going to be times when you're going to need that running game, and it would be nice to have it. And right now, they just don't have it. There's no confidence with the players, and there's no confidence within that coaching staff that they can get it done. That's why they're working on it this week.
I don't know, Ray. You're treading in dangerous area. Starkey doesn't like to be pushed back on like this to this degree.
No, Ron.
Are you aware of that? He is outright
Ron,
challenging you, Joe, that you don't know what you're talking about. That's what I'm interpreting.
Listen to Ron stirring it up here.
I'm not like that last caller.
Ron loves to get the shovel out here and stir it up. No, we can agree to disagree. It's a very robust conversation. But my God, Ray, you sound like you're a coach from 1975. You throw the ball, two of three things can happen, and two of them are bad. Come on, it's Ben. He's completing 70% of his passes. James Conner could fumble at the end of a game, too, or they could stop him. So two of those three things are bad, too.
Joe, you're right.
He's waking up. He's getting it now. Always agree with Starkey. You can never go wrong.
That's two people who have said I've changed their minds today, Ron. I'm two for two. Now, if I ever get you, I'll be three for three.
You got to work on me, Joe. That's for sure. Hey, Ray, I mean, all kidding aside, I mean, any team can lose any game. We've seen that. But, I mean, is turnovers really the only way they could lose this game?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you saw what they did to Joe Burrow. I mean, one of the top rookie quarterbacks in the league. Everyone thinks he has a bright future, and they made him look really bad. And you're facing this Jake Luton now who, he's been okay, but he's obviously a stopgap for a team that is going to draft a quarterback in a few months here. So, to me, this is a classic game. You stop the run. You stop this rookie running back, James Robinson. As long as you do that, and yes, as long as you don't turn the ball over, I think you win this game going away. And I say that knowing full well all the nightmares they've had against Jacksonville, not only here but also down there, close games where they really shouldn't be close games. I understand that. I just think this is a different Steelers team, and I think they're going to go in there and take care of business on Sunday.
Ray, I want to thank you for the robust back and forth. I enjoyed it.
All right, Joe, you guys have a good weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.